Dawn had not yet broken over the Straits of Ferthana. The sky was a pearly gray, and the three moons gleamed faint and silvery above the western horizon. The sea lapped on all sides, and the fading moonlight picked out tiny silver flecks at the peak of every wave. The boat, Fledgewing, rocked on the water. The dark bulk of the island of Istia lolled beside it, silent as a sleeping cat. Already it seemed to Calwyn that they'd been waiting half the night. Her fingers twitched for the 100th time toward the thick, dark plaque that hung over her shoulder. She forced herself not to fidget. Though it was the beginning of summer, there was a chill over the sea that wouldn't disappear until the sun had risen. The air was so crisp, it seemed it might shatter. Calwyn shivered and drew her cloak around her shoulders. The wheel creaked behind her as Tano and Micah brought up the nets, heavy and slithering with fish. "No point sitting about, wasting time when we can set the nets," Tano had said in his practical way. "Dawn's the best time for Silverfin Jacks." If their adventure this morning came to nothing, they would at least have a hold filled with fish to take home to Ravame. "Steady, steady," growled Tano. "Don't spill 'em all over the side, lass." Micah snorted and tossed her wild mop of tawny hair as she hauled at the nets. The two of them worked skillfully together. The burly fisherman and the young wind worker, both born to the sea and at home on the water. "Not like trout," Calwyn thought with a smile. The boy sat hunched uncomfortably in the bow, squinting out across the water, though it was still too dark to see much. And besides, he'd taken off the lenses he wore on his nose and was polishing them on the tail of his grubby shirt. Without the lenses, Trout could barely see an arm's length in front of him. Calwyn started as Hollis's warm hand fell on her shoulder and his voice sounded in her mind. "Not long now." Calwyn nodded to the east, where a line of light glowed at the horizon. "The sun is rising," she said in a low voice. "We should lower the dinghies." Hollis smiled, and she could see the gleam of his teeth in his dark face. "The ship is coming." Calwyn raised her head, all her senses alert. Yes, she could feel it now. The mixed flicker of lives jumbled up together, like a buzzing murmur of indistinguishable voices. The ship was still some distance off, but it drew nearer at every moment. She stood up. "Tano," she called softly. "It's time."